He pointed to the Freddie Gray case in Baltimore back in 2015. He said that one of the reasons that they were withholding judgment was because they didn't want to rush to justice, his words, like the rush that was done in Baltimore. I was there in Baltimore when you called out the National Guard there. Is that a fair comparison? Is that a fair characterization of what happened in 2015? Was there a rush to justice?
I don't think it's a fair comparison. The evidence here seems overwhelming and clear to me, and you have the video of exactly what happened. However, the situation on the ground is reminiscent somewhat of the actions that took place afterwards. And I think back to 2015. I had just become governor of Maryland. I'd only been governor for 90 days, and the worst violence in 47 years broke out in our largest city. And I reached out to Governor Walz this morning to try to offer my advice. The way we handled this situation, look, it's a tragic situation. I understand the frustration in the community. I think they've got to act. We sent in the National Guard and police officers to try to keep the community safe, because in the first few hours we had 400 businesses burned and looted and destroyed and 137 police and firefighters injured. But then we sent in a strong force of police and National Guard and kept the peace while allowing people to protest lawfully and to express their frustrations. I immediately went to the city of Baltimore, spent an entire week talking with people and walking the streets and trying to lower the temperature and listen to the concerns. And after the first day, we had no violence whatsoever. That's just my advice, is that you've got to act, you got to be decisive, and you've got to get in there and try, because the violence is not helping the situation at all. There's legitimate concerns and frustrations that have to be addressed. But burning down buildings and this violence and looting and burning police stations is not the answer.
You are also, in addition to your responsibilities as the governor of Maryland, you're also the chair of the Republican Governors Association. The president of the United States tweeting overnight, I want to make sure I get this right, he called the protesters thugs. And then he went on to say that when the looting starts, the shooting starts. It was a tweet that was later flagged by Twitter because it promotes violence, according to the platform. You've got the ear not only of governors, you've got the ear of the president as well. Language like that, does it help in a situation like this?
Well, let me clarify. I'm the chairman of the National Governors, so both the Democrats and the Republicans. I don't think it's helpful. I just mentioned lowering the temperature, trying to stop the violence, and to bring about calm and restore peace and law and order. And in inflammatory rhetoric, I just don't think it's helpful on either side. I do believe that you've got to have law and order, that we've got to stop the burning and looting. But inciting violence with Twitter is not the way to go about it. Like I said, I walked the streets face to face and calmly talked with folks. Inciting things and inflammatory rhetoric isn't going to help.
Thank you for the clarification, by the way. You are the chair of the National Governors Association. Sure. I didn't want to demote you there. Let's talk about this reopening.
Yeah.
Let's talk about this reopening in Maryland. Phase one, outdoor pools, sports camps, outdoor dining. What gives you the confidence to start this first phase of reopening there?
Well, we've been doing everything kind of based on the science and based on the facts. We've had a really smart coronavirus recovery team made up of some of the smartest scientists and doctors in our state and in the world who've been advising us. We have great numbers that are coming down. Our positivity rate in the state is down 54% over its peak. We've been consistently going down on hospitalizations, on ICUs, and on infection rates. We've been ramping up our testing capability and our surge capacity and our contact tracing. And so everyone felt we were in a position to slowly, gradually, and safely open some of the low-risk things, like outdoor activities. So we're going a little more slowly than some states, but we needed to get some parts of our economy, get some of the more safe activities back on track, and it's going pretty well so far.
Over Memorial Day weekend, we saw these crowds there, Ocean City, Maryland, wildly popular with tourists. A lot of folks on the boardwalk there, not a lot of social distancing, and quite frankly, and you can see it in this video here, the face coverings, not a lot of folks wearing those. Does that concern you at all?
It does concern me, and we've talked about that. One of the things that some of the steps we've taken are to try to address that situation. First of all, the mayor of Ocean City opened the beach and the boardwalk. It had nothing to do with a state order, but we did not have any bars and restaurants open for outdoor dining, so a lot of people were just jammed in there walking on the boardwalk. With some of the outdoor activity openings that we're doing, we're hoping to spread some of those folks out. And the local leaders are also taking great steps to try to enforce and to message out that distancing is important, that masks are suggested. I think they're going to do a better job this weekend than they did that first opening weekend, hopefully.
You've been an outspoken advocate for wearing masks in public as a cancer survivor. Republican Governor Larry Hogan, who is the chairman of the National Governors Association. Governor Hogan, thank you. Good luck to you this weekend as well, my friend.
Thank you very much.